Blowing Up a Breeze, Chu Berry and his jazz ensemble, rearrangement of I've Got Rhythm, recording at Commodore with Hot Lips Page and Al Casey. Chu emerged from the intensely competitive, I guess you'd call them the saxophone wars, of the 1930s in New York City as one of the top three gladiators, the other being Ben Webster and Lester Young. But it was a summit he earned inch by inch. Chu fought his way through the monumental, legendary cutting contests, the competitive jam sessions that fueled the tenor sax cult in those years. When reputations were made and broken at these all-night blows, they often began of a Monday night in Harlem and later on 52nd Street and could go into Tuesday morning and even evening. And even when Chu was touring with Cab Calloway's orchestra and he and Milt Hinton and Dizzy Gillespie would seek out local clubs looking for action and the local musicians, just like Chu and Roy Eldridge used to in New York City. Here's some recordings of Chu Berry with Cab Calloway. We'll start with one that includes Doc Cheatham and Boots Randolph on the trumpets. Jive, page one of the Hipster's Dictionary is the full title. Then we turn to a quick air shot of Mississippi Mud from the studios of KSTP, St. Paul, Minnesota, in 1938. We're going to insert one of Chu Berry's jazz ensemble of 1941. Again, Hot Lips Page, Al Casey on the guitar. This was a Commodore session, a little sextet. Monday at Minton's is the tune. Finally in the set, we'll go back to Cab Calloway, orchestra of 1940. I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You. Once again, Chu Berry featured with Cab Calloway. We start with the title Jive, page one of the Hipster's Dictionary.
It's the craze to play your jive. To be hip, you gotta study hard to get it from your hip to dictionary jive. The new hip, you're a killer jive. Don't you slip, you're a diller jive. Don't you quit, it's a thriller when you dig your jive with all the cats in town. Now throw your slide, your give, here's one to use and live. Beef to the stud on your ride. He thinks he's hip, but ain't, his jive is out of date. Hip him so he can get mellow. Jive, study jive, it's the rave strive. To play jive, it's the grave to play your jive. To be hip, beat your chops and lay your jive, then you'll be hip. Study jive and be hip, tell you what you got to do. You got to turn right over on the other side.
Right off the shelf, man. Beat that skin and let's begin. Here's Cab Calloway to dig into Mississippi Mud. Go ahead.
Oh, folks are telling and singing. Diddy, diddy, daddy, daddy, whoa!
Thank you. Three recordings of Chew Berry with Cab Calloway that are remarkable in various ways. That last one, the 1940 Ghost of a Chance, because Cab, despite the fact that it was a popular lyric at the time, gave the entire song over to Chew Berry to stretch out what was, I think, a growing confidence on Berry's part with ballads. Then we heard that remarkable live air check of Mississippi Mud, and started with Jive, page one of the Hipster's Dictionary by Cab Calloway. We also heard a sextet recording that was made at Commodore, Monday at Minton's, one of Chew's last sessions from 1941. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. Thanks for joining me to explore the not that well-known music of jazz tenor giant Chew Berry. The fierce competition among the sax players in the 30s forged an expanded language for jazz and pushed saxophone itself into a central role, extending the harmonic, melodic, and rhythmic envelope of jazz. Good example of Chew Berry's contributions to this are heard in the fabulously swinging Blue Lou, Fletcher Henderson's orchestra of 1936, and in the sly and slippery Shufflin' at the Hollywood. Lionel Hampton here featuring just Chew Berry on tenor sax, Hamp himself on vibes and rhythm section.
Thank you.
ho, that is really nice. Lionel Hampton's orchestra featuring simply Chu Berry on tenor sax and Lionel on the vibes, Shufflin' at the Hollywood. We also heard Chu with the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra, Blue Lou. So I think it's become clear that Chu Berry is an often overlooked but nonetheless significant giant of the tenor sax. He helped shape the art of jazz saxophone during the 1930s, playing and recording with some of the hottest jazz bands of the swing era. Finally, to conclude, here's Christopher Columbus, which was a major hit of the 1930s, and surprise, it was written by Chu Berry. Here's the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra of 1936, including Chu's good buddy, Roy Little Jazz Eldridge on trumpet, to conclude Jazz Rhythm and the music of tenor sax giant Chu Berry. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening. Thank you.